Democrat critics of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the Big Pharma healthcare dole for millions of dollars. By Sean Moran on January 29, 2025. During Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearing on Wednesday, Senate Democrats criticized the healthcare nominee for chasing money and influence, while they have received millions of dollars from the healthcare industry. Senator Ron Wyden said that Kennedy, who Trump nominated to be his Health and Human Services Department Secretary, is someone who chases money and influence wherever they lead, even if that may mean the tragic death of children and other vulnerable people. Although Wyden attacked Kennedy for allegedly chasing money and influence, it appears that Wyden has raised significant sums from the healthcare industry, which has a vested stake in the potential confirmation of Kennedy. In the 5 years between 2019 and 2024, Wyden has received sums to his campaign committee and his leadership PAC. They include $749,316 from health professionals, $539,242 from health services and health maintenance organizations, HMOs, $502,063 from pharmaceutical companies, $375,951 from hospitals and nursing homes. "You're asking me to not sue drug companies, and I'm not gonna agree to that subject," Kennedy said in response to Senator Elizabeth Warren's DMA questioning. Warren went on a rant after her questioning of Kennedy, claiming that, if confirmed, he could bankrupt vaccine manufacturers. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, on Wednesday pointed out that Warren received over $5 million from the healthcare industry during her Democrat presidential primary run. This includes $2,366,613 from health professionals, $1,600,888 from hospitals and nursing homes, $644,499 from miscellaneous healthcare donations, $625,580 from pharmaceuticals and healthcare product industries, $597,900 from health services. In a similar fashion to Wyden, health professionals are the fourth largest industry to donate to Warren's campaign committee and her leadership PAC over the last 5 years. The Massachusetts senator has received $489,074 from health professionals, $126,056 from pharmaceutical companies, and $109,065 from hospitals and nursing homes. During his confirmation hearing, Kennedy said he hopes to end the chronic disease epidemic, which is the crux of his Make America Healthy Again, MAHA, movement. He has also sharply criticized the malignant influence of healthcare companies, which he believes has made America more sick. "President Trump has asked me to end the chronic disease epidemic and make America healthy again," he said. "If we don't solve chronic disease, Senator, all of the other disputes we have about who's paying, and whether it's insurance companies, whether it's providers, whether it's HMOs, whether it's patients or families, all of those are moving deck chairs around on the Titanic," he added. "We have the highest chronic disease burden of any country in the world," the nominee said. "This is an existential threat economically to our military, to our health, to our sense of well-being, and it is a priority for President Trump," he continued. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.